96.95.
I believe that we're working off of a 37 square block area that was affected. Several blocks we had projectiles or shrapnel that has been found of different sizes.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend and it wasn't too wet and wild. I know a lot of people are dealing with some severe flooding. Kate Delaney, ATN, and what will happen this week? A whole bunch of great guests breaking down a few things, including where are we headed when it comes to immigration and the big question in two different areas, really. You just heard Kelly Kistner there talking about the Texas blast, actually. If you only listened to the clip and had no idea who he was until I told you, you might have thought we were still talking about Boston. In West Texas, the place looks like a bomb did go off. It looks like Baghdad. That's what most people are saying. There's just an eeriness to it where we've seen photographs that are very, very similar. It's the fertilizer plant that blew up last week, killing 14 people and injuring 170 others, overshadowed by the Boston manhunt for the two brothers who allegedly are responsible for the marathon bombing. When their photographs were released, suspect one and two, one ended up in a gunfight with two. The two brothers did with the police. One ended up dead, the other in the hospital with a larynx that's busted because he allegedly tried to kill himself. But that doesn't tell you half of the story. We start with the fact that ultimately in this hunt, first we have the release of the photographs of the suspects. Then you have the tip lines being really lots of people calling in and just expanding. And then you have the fact that you have a wild manhunt after the MIT cop was shot, Sean Collier, very sad, ambushed. And you have the two brothers actually carjacking a guy in a Mercedes, forcing him to go to an ATM and withdraw money. And the lockdown of Watertown, Boston, because that's where they were. As I said, one of the suspects, one of the brothers, dead. And another was in serious condition in the hospital. He woke up on Sunday after being pulled in on Friday night and is being cooperative and actually answering questions by responding to the questions in writing. So how about that? But as I said, that doesn't begin to scratch the surface of so much that we're going to talk about this week on America Tonight, including the fact that could this tragedy have been averted if there had been more follow through with the FBI? And the question really surrounds the older 26-year-old brother. I mean, you have, think about it, two bombs, two brothers, crazy dramatic twists, a massive manhunt, and then question marks about how did this happen, what could have happened to these two guys. So you had the images that helped drive home the point that Tamerlan and Zokar Sarnoff were the guys or the suspects. Then you have, within hours on Friday, really Friday, early morning, so after Thursday night, the two of them getting the guy in the Mercedes, being confronted by one cop who was screaming that they have explosives because they were lobbing explosives at him. And you have the one brother who was going to be cuffed and pushed on the ground, but when that was happening in the shootout, the younger brother jumps into the car after he's also shooting and runs over his brother and actually ends up dragging him down the street. He's dead, Tamerlan, in the end. And and the two men with the backpacks walking pretty purposely down Boylston Street on Monday afternoon, weaving through the crowd on the sidelines of the Boston Marathon. We now know the conclusion to that, and we don't know where it heads. It may lead to a sleeper cell. That's the theory, and there are people that are, four people that are actually have been arrested. The explosion, the first one that went off at 2:50 on Monday afternoon in Boston, at flames shooting into the air, glass, nails, ball bearings, BBs into the crowd, just cruel damage attacking the legs of marathoners, people who run, and killing three people, rather, the 8-year-old little boy and the restaurant manager, Christy Campbell, and the Chinese graduate student, Lingzi Liu, who died because of that, and the boy, Martin Richards, on the sidewalk, fatally injured, his mother and sister seriously hurt, and the suspects calmly strolling and turning around the corner when everybody else is running in chaotic circles and either trying to help or trying to get out of that area. So they put themselves right in the line of fire by tipping their hand, I think, with that very, very big tell. So when you fast forward after that and the people in Boston want answers, answers, answers and aren't getting them, now the real question is, how is it that the one guy, Tamerlan, how did he escape the radar of the FBI after he was questioned? I mean, that, I think, raises questions about our terrorism efforts if we have Tamerlan Tsarnaev in our sights and Russia's saying, look into this guy, look into this guy. We think he has terror ties. And then after he leaves and goes to Russia for 6 months to maybe train with Chechenian rebels, who knows, we end up in a situation where we have to question how the FBI had him on their radar, questioned him, but didn't actually stop him. In fact, here's what Senator Lindsey Graham had to say about immigration and terrorists right there in our midst.
Now is the time to bring all the 11 million out of the shadows and find out who they are. Most of them are here to work, but we may find some terrorists in our midst who have been hiding in the shadows.
All right, so he says bring them out, smoke them out, in other words, because separate the people that can be legal or have a pathway to citizenship from those who cannot. And I think he also agrees on specifically what I'm talking about, the FBI going back and looking at whether they did due diligence on the 26-year-old. They may need to reinvest in resources that are necessary to look at what we're doing as far as intelligence is concerned, because he was flagged. You know, and here's somebody who supposedly was embracing America, although he was not a citizen. His father had come from Russia and brought his sons with him. So you wonder, how did he go from I like America and I want to be a citizen to I'm now going to blow up innocent people? My, oh my. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We've been talking about what's happened in Boston. I had several friends running the race, and it's just mind-boggling sad. It reminds me so much of, sadly, what happened when I was in New York City, 9/11. And now we've got another person killed. There's two people so far, including an 8-year-old. Unbelievable. There are no words. 141 people injured in Boston in what looks to be a terror attack. What variety, we don't know now at this point. Our pal Robert Siciliano, no better. He is just a great guy, personal security and identity theft expert. We've had him on the show so many times. And he does a great charity thing, Miles for Miracles, for the Boston Marathon every time he runs it. And people love to donate to that and really love Robert. Robert, we're very happy that you're okay, but what a terrible thing to witness. Where were you? Explain what happened and what you heard while you were running.
I was actually rounding the corner to Boylston Street. I had done about a four-hour marathon. I was on my way to the finish line. It was in my sights. I saw the finish line. The explosions went off. Boston police pushed everybody off the road. They stopped. They basically put a barrier right up where I was. It all happened so fast. Boston police acted very quickly, and they got everybody off the road. And I essentially hopped the barrier, and I kept running down Boylston Street because between those two bombs and me was my family. And so I needed to get to my family. And one cop grabbed me. He pushed me off to the side, yelled at me. And then I kind of got away from him. And then I ran, and he started screaming at me, at another cop. He grabbed me, almost tackled me. And he secured me, and he was about to arrest me, but obviously he had bigger fish to fry. He let me go. I jumped over a barrier. I went into the back alleys. I was running along the back alleys where all the people that were in all the restaurants and the bars that populate Boylston Street, again, that's the road where the marathon finished, they were all spilling out into the alley. And I was running amongst people that were yelling and screaming and crying. There was blood in there's trails of blood on the ground where people who had evacuated out of the back were bleeding. And I made it back to the finish line like backtracking to the finish line, crossed over Boylston Street, made it to my family. I had talked to my dad a little bit earlier and told him to get them out of there because my concern was, I called him. As soon as the bombs went off, I called him because my first concern was that another bomb would go off. I just wanted to, him to get them the hell out of there. I didn't want him to wait around for me. I just wanted him to get them out of there, my wife, my two kids, my sister-in-law. So on the way, while I was going down Boylston Street, I was the first one down Boylston, like one of the first only civilians down Boylston Street, because I was basically evading the police.
Right.
And the only people on the road at that point were bodies. I don't know if they were alive or dead. I think they were alive. They were either flat down or sitting up. Mm. They were bleeding, and they were being tended to by the only two ambulances that were there that were there to help the runners, not bomb blast victims. And there were Boston police and the Boston Athletic Association's volunteers helping the people that were down. I ran by them and eventually got to my family and,
wow.
I'm pissed off.
Wow, your family, I mean, thank goodness, you clear head, thinking, calling your dad, all of that, but I mean, your wife must have, because they could have been right there, right where all that happened, and luckily, with that call and with moving around and whatnot, what did they say that was like for them? That'd be terrible.
Well, my seven-year-old said, that was a lot of fun until the bombs went off.
Oh. Yeah, wow.
How do you explain that to a seven-year-old?
Yeah, how do you explain that? I mean, in your head, that's never a thought in your head, Robert. Never a thought in your head when you're running this storied marathon, is it, obviously?
You know, I mean, unfortunately, in my mind, I think of all that stuff all the time. You know, I know too much.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my thoughts as I was running down Boylston Street because, you know, I had just run a four-hour marathon. It was a personal best. It was a good time for me. And the finish line was in my sights, and bang, bang, you know, like, that was not what I was expecting.
Yeah, as a security, you know, as you said, you have those kinds of thoughts because you're the security man. And were at all, after all that was done, in other words, you're reunited with your family, all that kind of stuff, were you thinking in your head, geez, what happened here? Were you trying to assess how maybe somebody got in, or you just said, nah, you're just worried about your family?
No, yeah. My wife had carried my four-year-old for probably a good, I don't know, maybe quarter mile, and then my sister-in-law had carried her for such a distance, and I could see that they were exhausted from carrying her. I mean, she's four, you know, like a four-year-old's what, like 40 pounds, 50
yeah.
pounds?
Yeah.
And so I grabbed her, and because we had to get out of there. I could smell smoke. Like, I'd been running the marathon all day, so I was smelling, like, people were smoking ribs, they were cooking burgers and dogs along the course, and so I was smelling, like, great smells of smoke all day, but the smell of a bomb going off does not smell good. And I smelled that, and my dad was thinking about sticking around to get in his car out of the parking garage, and I was like, you are coming with us, we are going home, we are getting out of the city, this place is going to be gridlock in less than 10 minutes, and fortunately, the way I parked my car, it was on the edge of the city, and we got out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah. Robert, I know it's been a very trying, obviously, day, as I said at the top, and our thoughts are with you and your family, and thank goodness you're safe, and they're safe as well, and thank you for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Dale.
All right, so Robert, who's been on the show many, many times, not expecting to go and run the marathon, as he said, he was excited about his time. He had done this race so often in his life and had really had things working for this charity where a lot of people were chipping in money for his race and whatever his finish time was and whatnot. So the 117th Boston Marathon, the running of it, will be forever known now as probably what will be go down either a domestic or a foreign terrorist act. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you've got the race people getting excited. You have all the people lining up. You have the moment of silence, ironically, for the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. And then eventually, you know, 9:32, the women are off. 10 o'clock, the men are off. And they begin the race, and then this is the elite runners. And then just after 10 o'clock and right before 11, you have the remainder of the field, which is about 24,000 people, because you have to qualify for the Boston Marathon. So all the elite runners had been in well ahead of everybody else. But when you had thousands coming down Boylston Street, as he was describing, toward the finish line, and this was about 2:50 in the afternoon, East Coast time, those explosions erupt, and about a block apart, as I mentioned before, within 8 seconds of each other. So then you have this pandemonium and this crush, this chaos of figuring out what's happening and people bleeding on the streets. So you have race volunteers, the few handful of emergency workers trying to do whatever they can and setting up any kind of a makeshift trauma clinic, and that's exactly what they did to try to help the people as soon as they could help them. But the images coming out of there were just unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. Legs severed off, described to me by one friend is that there were limbs in the street. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people were seeing as they were coming around a corner and could see the smoke and whatnot. And, you know, there was a third blast near the JFK Library in Dorchester, Massachusetts, about 5 miles to the south of Copley Square, but there was no injuries there. And so naturally you had increased security all over the place. And now it's a question of who did this, what can they find out, and what we'll know in the next couple of days. But let's hope that those people that are in the hospital fighting for their lives, let's hope that they can save the lives of those that are critical and also those that are in serious condition. Because you have people at all different stages of where they were and what happened when the bombs that were inside trash cans went off. And you wonder, trash cans, usually at these marathons, they don't have those trash cans. For the most part, they're pushed further back. So there were trash cans there, and this is where the bomb supposedly came from, inside the trash cans. Do you want to throw in your 2 cents? 855-266-8, 855-266-5283.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
You certainly can. 855-266-5283. How did they drop the ball on the one brother? Man, that's not even a, it's not even a partisan thing. Democrat, Republican, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just about, hey, Russia raises the red flag, talks about the 26-year-old Tamerlan. How are you not kind of tracking him? Aren't we tracking other people? I know we're not supposed to say we're doing that, but aren't other people being tracked, so we're not tracking someone who we get a call from Russia about? Man, I gotta say, for 6 months he disappears into a Chechenian-heavy, Muslim-hate kind of place, and, you know, pro-Muslim-hate, Western ways kind of place, is disillusioned with what's happening with him in the United States, can't get citizenship, comes back, and there's, you know, no one's kind of watching this guy of all the other people that were watching. Come on, give me a break. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy.
How you doing, Stacy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, just living, baby. It's good enough to say, I reckon. I just got a couple points I wanted to make. Gun control right now is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Everybody needs one to protect their family, protect yourself. Okay, let's go to, the other thing is, border control and everything, all borders need to be shut down and find the illegal immigrants, deport them, and don't even give them a second chance to come in. Like, we ain't got enough jobs like it is, but stop and think. Everything that happens comes from a foreigner or something. I mean, until America get a grip on all this, stop all borders, and I mean immediately, until they can get a hand on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Stacey, I'm going to stop you right there because one of the most liberal people I know stunned me over the weekend and said the very same thing. Said, you know what, I'm going to say we need to right now shut down the borders and monitor everything because we don't know what's happening right now. We need to pay attention to that.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stop and think, I mean, these people in the past and everything be American idiots like Jim Jones or something. Yeah, there's idiots in America, okay?
Sure.
They are everywhere, okay? But most of the things like 9/11 or whatever were not Americans. They come over here and they let them learn how to fly and everything. What happens? Okay, these other boys, they got whatever. I'm not saying they done it. I'm quite sure they did. All right, everybody, bad things that happen are people that come from other countries. They need to check these people out better than what they're doing. They're not doing their job. They're sitting on their rear end, let's say in a nice way, not doing their job. They need to check these people out better. But all borders need to be shut down. And gun control right now is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And I'm going to leave with you, buddy.
All right, Stacey, thanks. All right, a couple of points about what Stacey was saying. A lot of people now, one-third of all Americans have a gun, whether it's recreation or a combination of recreation and using it to protect themselves just in case something should happen. I will say for sure, after what's happened in Boston and some other scares, I mean, it's been just a wicked week, without a doubt. By the way, we're going to go to a daily salute because I thought, by God, I'm going to find something good that we're going to talk about for even a few minutes here on America Tonight. I mean, it really was a rough week by all accounts. What happened in West Texas, yes, accident, but regulations weren't followed. This was something else. Was this avoidable? Slap on the wrist. Knew about it years and years before. Not checking things out, maybe thoroughly enough. Imagine what this investigation is going to yield. Criminal activity thrown out. But negligence not thrown out. So as a result, 14 people dead, a town ripped apart, countless people injured, 170, in a small town of 2,800 people in between Dallas and Waco, Texas. And it was a shocker. I mean, just a complete shocker. So many first responders killed, just wiping out the town of people who would respond. EMTs and firefighters, you know, awful, awful stuff. So any gun legislation, I would say, it's not going anywhere because the extensive background checks, it failed. There weren't the 60 votes necessary, so that's done with in the Senate. And then you think of the other things that are part of that bill. The obvious deals, of course, would pass. Yes, tougher on traffickers. Okay, nobody's disagreeing to that. But anything else is going to be absolutely shoved aside because of all that's happened. There's not going to be support for that in congresspeople's districts at all, at all. So I think any fear of that is, there's not a worry, because I would be very, very stunned if we saw anything with any kind of teeth in it pass, to be honest. And with the borders, it's dicey. We live in America. How many foreigners want to come and live in America? For as much as we get beat up by people burning our flag and everything else, then why do you want to come here? Why do you want to come to the United States for the opportunity to make money, be an entrepreneur, to live in the United States and have freedoms and get away from a more oppressive government somewhere else? That's why so many people get in line. And I don't think that we shut off our way of life to other people who want to drink from the cup of liberty. But I think we have to be choosier about who gets to drink from that same cup, because now it's so willy-nilly. Why are we not tracking what's happening with student visas? Why isn't that looked at closer? If it were reverse, if it were me, if it were you, it would be. I've been to foreign countries. I've been pulled aside. I've been asked many, many, many questions. In fact, I've never gone through, whether it was South America, Europe, some other place, I've never gone through where I haven't been pulled aside and asked a bunch of questions. And that's the deal. And it's okay with me. I get it. And everybody wants to compare. Why aren't we like Israel and how they are and with what they do to people when they go through their airport security? And the reason is because they flat out profile, and they say that. They say, we profile, we look, we watch, we ask questions. And nobody will use the word profiling. Nobody will cop to that word, which I don't understand that, because I have been profiled. Maybe some of you have been profiled. I don't get it. It's really behavior you're looking for. And the better behavior detective-type people that we have at border checkpoints, the better off we are in the United States for not letting some things slip through. Now, this kind of thing that happened in Boston, Tamerlan was really the link there. And why wasn't he looked at a little bit closer? Why didn't that happen? And, of course, the time he came back to the United States and what happened after that, there was a couple of years. And so maybe that's why, but there certainly should be some answers on that. And I think there will be, because there's going to definitely be hearings in Washington. There's going to be definitely inquiries into who specifically, the FBI, what the report was on him. So we'll find out. I'm sure of it. All right, Daily Salute. We have a Daily Salute, believe it or not. This is so scary. If you've ever been to Yosemite, have you ever been to Yosemite? There's one area, this impressive waterfall. It's like 300-foot waterfall. And we've had people that sadly have been swept off and been killed and gone over the waterfall, not intentionally, but they get too close. Something happens. A 9-year-old boy was almost swept over that waterfall, would have been killed for sure. And what happened? His mother is hysterical, yelling, screaming, whatever. And a teenager, Alex Smith, his name is, jumps in, doesn't think about himself, jumps in and leaps over a protective fenced area, jumps into the Merced River, which is what it's called there, pulls the 9-year-old safely into the side of the waterfall so he doesn't go off the Vernal Falls. That's what it's called. And, I mean, bravo. Bravo. That is the Daily Salute. Some applause for the 16-year-old Alex Smith for doing that. I mean, you got to say, it's that close. It's like an Indiana Jones moment, only it's real. And he's not thinking about his safety, and that is a strong current. He just goes to help the kid, the 9-year-old. That, I mean, is absolutely amazing to me. Wonderful. And when he's asked afterwards about it, about how risky that was, he said, I just didn't think about what could happen. I didn't think about what could happen. I'm just grateful for what did happen. This is a 16-year-old. So for all the evil and all the crap and the nonsense we've been talking about, there are some really good kids out there, and he is absolutely one of them. Bravo for doing what he did. I mean, that is a daily salute for sure. Stay with us. Checking the mail next.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
And Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across America on a very different week from what started the week anyway to what last week was like. And I meet a lot of people that were talking about what happened on Friday in Boston and also in West Texas. That horrible accident gets overshadowed because of terrorism-wise what went on. And I understand that for sure. But the people in West Texas are really hurting. I mean, they need prayers, they need help, they need everything. I have been to West Texas probably 15 times or so, and it is a cute town with some really friendly people, famous for this check stop where anyone driving down 35 has heard about it. They will pull in and go and grab a kolache or something else. It's just, again, awful what happened, especially wiping out the firefighters, the volunteer firefighters and the EMT people and just so many others that are also with serious injuries and trying to deal with and grapple with the fact that their life was just poof, blown away in an instant in a much different way than the people in Boston, who some of them coming to Boston, but a lot of Bostonians who were part of the marathon. So, without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. I hear this one from Shaky Legs, who says, "Hello, Kate, long time no talk. Boston Marathon bombings. Come on. We know it was a jihadist act. Why didn't we say that to begin with? I guess everybody wants to tiptoe around everything." I don't know if you heard this or not. Now that there is a suspect in custody, and it's a question of him getting well in the hospital and then charged and all that, there is the ACLU demanding Miranda rights for the 19-year-old Zokar. What do you think about that? I'll tell you what, they're not the only ones who are talking about Miranda rights and what, you know, what happened there and whether or not calling that into to question, you know, what's going to happen there with these charges. And I have to say, in the fact that he was talked out of the boat and he gave himself up, right? And he was bleeding and was taken to the hospital. Okay, that they're saying, what about these Miranda rights? I'm going to say that the police who had the lockdown in that area, then lifted it, then got the call from the homeowner, then took him ultimately to the hospital, I'm going to say that there is absolutely a way to skirt around that where that's not going to call into question. Although there are people calling that into question, I'm going to say that if they're going to grill him, of course, then they're going to have to do a Miranda deal, because if you're interrogating him without reading those rights, then they wouldn't. How could they hold him as a enemy combatant? I understand how that could be a little bit shaky, but it depends on a few things. There is a basis for not Mirandizing somebody when they're taken into custody in this manhunt situation because of being in the cruiser and because he couldn't communicate and he was unconscious and all of that sort of stuff. Once he's awake, which he is supposedly now, then that is what will happen. They could say that it's a public safety exception, is what I was told. So a public safety exception doesn't, you know, would that pertain in this case or not? And would the statements the suspect makes, would they be ruled, you know, would they be ruled inadmissible? I think because of what happened with his brother, I think they'll Mirandize him, then he'll start talking. I bet he's shook up because there's questions as to was he trying to kill himself. That's what it looks like from the one injury he had. And I believe that he'll just spill his guts to what he knows. But then it becomes a question of, you know, what did he know? All right, here's another one from Alan listening to us in Illinois. "Hey, Katie, Kate, normally I'd be squealing to you about all of the floods we had and what we had to deal with here in Lincoln Land. It was awful, let me tell you. However, because of what happened in Texas and because of what happened in Boston, that's my two deals. The one question I have is how can we as a nation be worried about immigration reform and then still in the same breath talk about securing our borders when we do not have secure borders? And it seems as though we have had nothing but holes in the fence for far too long. And isn't that the problem? I mean, can't we just call it what it is? We are at war with Islamic terrorism that has nothing to do with chasing after law-abiding American Muslims. We're talking about radical Islamists that are probably dotted all over the place in Muslim communities. You, in fact, have talked about that before, some of the known sleeper cells in some of the areas in this country. There are plenty of them. When are we going to wake up? I would say it's about being more vigilant. I mean, have our efforts become more weak when it comes to Al-Qaeda and other groups that could be radicalized and the possibility of striking us in the United States? Is it, you know, it's people living in the U.S.? I mean, how, this is not a shock to us. Didn't we know that with Faisal Shahzad and the Times Square potential bombing? Only they goofed it up with, he goofed it up with the triggering. We knew that from the nut in Dallas. Same thing, expired student visa as well. And there have been a bunch of other cases. So, you know, there have been how many plots against New York, Boston, Philly, other places in the United States since 9/11. I mean, this is not a secret. This isn't a secret. You have these two brothers that have been now described by so many friends and other acquaintances as secular Muslims. But if you go and look at all the stuff that's viral out there that's being pumped out, especially some YouTube postings, you see that he is obviously upset with the United States, and he is upset with the United States policies. So we've got to be tough and realize what it is we're dealing with. I mean, come on. Let's take another one quickly here from Sam I Am. Hello, Ms. Delaney in America. Tonight, dig the show. Don't like what happened in Boston. Think it's terrible and think that what we need to do is stop, put the brakes on comprehensive immigration reform and think more about the security of our borders and these lousy student visas. If we have to shut people out for a while temporarily till we get our act together and catch up with the paperwork, then let's do it, for goodness sake. Can't we do that? Do you think other countries would do it? There's no way it'll happen, but the suggestion of catching up and then knowing what the flow is, I think, is a good one, but it's not going to happen. No way, no how. We live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's not happening. There's no way that's happening. Here's another quick one. This one from Jake in Austin. High five on the shutdown in Boston, because ultimately it was really a citizen who was smart enough to call the cops after being stupid to lift the tarp off the boat and peek underneath it. Would you have done that? And, you know, that's a question that we're asking ourselves, actually, here on the show. But Zokar Sardoff is in for a big surprise as to what will happen to him ultimately in our justice system. But we want answers. Who else is involved? I think it's more of a sleeper cell. I do, too. I think there's more people involved than just the two brothers.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.